Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is special coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Good morning again, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer. As we preempt the takeaway and the BBC NewsHour once again to bring you special coverage, WNYC producer Bridget Bergen and It's a Free Country reporter Anna Sale in Newark join us now to explain how those impacted by Sandy will be able to vote on Tuesday. Hi, Bridget. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Brian.
So in terms of polling places and voting resources, machines, ballots, et cetera, how disastrous was Sandy? Bridget, you want to start?
Sure. You know, Brian, the Board of Elections started planning for what to do about the election before the storm actually hit. So there's a little bit of good news. As you know, we use these electronic optical scanning voting machines in New York City. The board had determined before the storm that the only machines that were in jeopardy were those that were in Staten Island, at their Staten Island office, and that was actually in a flood zone. So before the storm even hit, they moved those machines. The board tells us that all of the machines in the other boroughs are fine. But the big issue now is the polling sites and how they're going to be able to set those up and how voters will access them.
What are the logistical challenges?
Well, you know, as we know, as everyone has seen, if you've, you know, been listening to our air or seen any media, you know, the devastation in parts of the city is, you know, just unbelievable. When you look at areas particularly in Queens, you know, there are more than 100 polling sites that were in flood zones. So the board had to go through a process of, you know, inspecting the sites across the city, determining the ones that were still usable, and making some contingency plans about what they're going to do for the ones that are not usable. You know, I've talked to the board every day. I talked to them, you know, first thing this morning. You know, one of the things that's challenging is those decisions haven't been all made. The latest information that we have is for voters who are in Queens, particularly the Rockaway Peninsula, Breezy Point, and Bell Harbor, those areas that were really, you know, just devastated by the storm. The board is likely to set up what they're calling a super site, where they're going to consolidate those polling sites. And their location hasn't been officially announced, but one of the sites they're looking at is the Aqueduct. And if they decide to do that, that consolidates about 30 polling sites, and they actually have to set up buses, and they would take voters to and from that site. But as I said, they're working out the logistics, and they haven't made that decision. So they're giving us this preliminary information because they do want to get it out. But, you know, we need to make sure that we continue to tell voters as those decisions are made.
Anna Sale, what are you looking at?
Well, we don't know yet in New Jersey. The situation right now, there's about 3,000 polling sites in the state, and the Department of State, which administers elections for New Jersey, has asked all counties to report by noon today how many polling places they will need to be relocated and offer alternative sites. And so this is everything from polling places that, you know, may be without power and they need to come up with contingencies. This might be polling places that were completely wiped out. So we don't know yet the scope of how many polling places will need to be moved. But here's one thing. If you're a voter in New Jersey, if you have gas in your car or if you're anywhere close to a county seat, what you want to do is cast your ballot early. In New Jersey, you can do in-person early voting. It's called vote by mail. If you didn't already apply for an application by mail, you can go in and you can just vote early. And we've got a list on our website. You can look up your county clerk's office, call that number, find the location, and make your way there. The state has said that all county election offices and county clerk's offices are to remain open from at least 8:30 to 4:30 through the weekend through Monday. The other thing the state has changed is they have extended the deadline for you to request a mail-in ballot. So you can request that ballot through Friday. Of course, if you're not at home, dealing with the mail situation might be a little complicated. So the best way to make sure that you don't have to deal with perhaps even voting at a polling place that's a military truck that's being pulled up, which is one of the contingencies that's being discussed in New Jersey, is to vote early, if at all you can do that.
So the obstacles are the polling places themselves that might be damaged or closed, and the voters themselves, with huge numbers of people without power and living on blocked streets because of downed trees and whatever. Bridget, in the city, I would imagine that there's at least one congressional district where this really comes into play. That's a swing district. That's the one where the incumbent is Republican Michael Grimm on Staten Island and a little bit of South Brooklyn. And those are areas that were hard hit.
Absolutely, Brian. You know, I asked the board specifically about Staten Island, and they have said that all the polling sites there, they consider usable, but you know, just to be clear what usable means, they are expected to set up tents in the schoolyards and have generators because, as you know, there's still power outage issues. So, you know, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a much different election than anyone is used to. The other issue that, you know, we haven't talked about is, you know, our elections are, they bring in 30,000 temporary workers to man polling sites. And one of the big challenges that the board is having, and I'm hearing a lot of concerns from advocates about, are communicating with these poll workers, getting the information to them about where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. And that's going to be a challenge they're going to have to continue to work on between now and Tuesday. But at this point, the board says the Staten Island sites are going to be, you know, the sites that, that they have used in the past.
WNYC producer Bridget Bergen, and It's a Free Country reporter Anna Sale in Newark, thanks a lot for explaining a little bit about how people will get to vote.